You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of those 27 endangered species here in Michigan is a tiny butterfly. It's called the Powasheik skipperling. And one of the very few places where it is still found is in Oakland County. Here with us now is U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Tamara Smith. Welcome.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So tell us about this little butterfly that seems to be heading the endangered species list in Michigan. What is a Powasheik skipperling butterfly?
So Powasheik skipperlings are small little butterflies. They're only about an inch big, and they're found in remnants of native prairies, historically in Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, as well as Manitoba. And they've been largely extirpated from most of those areas.
That's an interesting word. What is extirpated?
So people are out looking for them, and they're not finding them anymore. So basically extinct from those areas.
All right. And we know some of the last ones are found in a part of Oakland County. Where are they to be found in Oakland County?
Yeah, so they're in native remnant prairie fens in Oakland County. And they're only found in four locations that we know of. In Oakland County in Michigan. And that's one of the last remaining populations of the species in the whole world.
What kind of job does the Powasheik skipperling have in nature? I guess I'm wondering, what might we be losing?
Yeah, I think for this species, I mean, it's a pollinator, so it does do pollination services. It's only found in small little native prairies, so it doesn't go out and pollinate, you know, food crops or anything like that. But I think with this species, you know, it's kind of a canary in the coal mine, and their loss may indicate that something else is going wrong within the ecosystem in which they live. And healthy ecosystems are something in which we all depend on. And powasheiks are just one example of a prairie butterfly that has kind of witnessed this big, dramatic, and sharp decline. And we're noticing similar patterns in other pollinators, such as bumblebees and other prairie butterflies. And so when we're thinking about conservation of this species, we're thinking about conservation of pollinators in a larger context, and we're trying to help a whole suite of species.
When you talk about this decline, how quickly? So if we're talking about the Powasheik skipperlings who are in Oakland County, can you give us a comparison as far as the number, like from what to what in what amount of time?
Maybe it's easier to think about it first off kind of in the larger context of their historical range.
Mm-hmm.
So to give people a picture of what kind of went on with the species, it was a very commonly found butterfly across the Midwest. Minnesota was historically the heart of the range of the species. And in the early 2000s, people started to notice, you know, that it wasn't being found anymore when folks were out looking. And now we estimate that it's been lost from about 98% of its historical range. So we once knew it from 300 sites across the Midwest, and now it's only in four sites in Michigan, possibly one still hanging on in Wisconsin, and then one location up in Manitoba. And then in Michigan specifically, there was a handful of sites where we found the species historically, about eight or so that were kind of strongholds that had the species, you know, not very long ago, maybe 2008, where we were still seeing them. The sites kind of were steady in terms of numbers over time. The highest daily count that we know of in Michigan was nearly 400, you know, that you saw on one day. And that was only back in 2011. And then since then, there's been kind of a decline in Michigan, and about four of those sites, we think the species is no longer there, while four of them are still hanging on. And the numbers have been pretty low, but kind of steady over the last 4 or 5 years, where you're seeing for a daily high count anywhere from 20 to 75 animals.
Oh, and that's a big difference from hundreds.
Yes, definitely a big difference from hundreds, and especially a big difference from in Minnesota, where it was kind of, you'd see two on a flower and, you know, everywhere you go pretty much in those prairies, and now you don't see them at all.
Well, here's the question, Tam. What might be done to keep the species going? I mean, I'm thinking of, for example, the butterfly house at the Detroit Zoo, or certainly the Minnesota Zoo has a a strong butterfly conservation program?
Yeah, and so we have many conservation partners that are working together to really prevent the extinction of the Powashik skipperling at this point. We're focusing on the few remaining sites in Michigan and Manitoba where the Powashiks are still present. A couple different zoos are developing captive rearing strategies to help bolster the existing populations, and we're also doing habitat management, and we're at the same time trying to investigate the causes of the decline and try to figure out what's going on.
What's your guess? What is your sense as a biologist? What's your sense of what's going on and why this Powashik skipperling is so close to being extinct?
Yeah, I think, you know, the loss of habitat and the degradation of habitat has led to the initial decline of the Powashik skipperlings. There's not that much native remnant prairie habitat that still exists. A lot of that was lost historically, mm-hmm. but the causes of that sharp decline that was very recent still remains a mystery in our eyes.
So what kind of theories are you thinking of scientifically as far as what might be going on, apart from the fact that we've built shopping centers and subdivisions over what used to be the prairie lands where these butterflies lived, but what else could be going on?
Yeah, I think the initial decline was because of the habitat degradation and fragmentation. But what has been ongoing over the longer time frame is different than that swift decline that we saw in the early 2000s. And we suspect that it was something pervasive and wide-ranging that caused the decline. It might be things like changing weather patterns that have a negative effect. It could be a widespread disease or the use of pesticides. We really don't know right now. It's kind of a mystery on what exactly happened that caused that swift decline. But we're trying to figure that out.
So that's the mission. And to those who will say, well, we've seen millions of species become extinct throughout time, why should we worry about this one little butterfly?
Powashiks are just one example of a prairie butterfly that's witnessing this type of decline. We're seeing this type of decline in bumblebees and other types of pollinators. And so we got to figure out what's going on here. There's some kind of larger problem. Another important thing to point out is that, you know, what we're doing to save the Powashik also benefits multiple other species. So, for example, we're doing habitat restoration work at those Michigan sites, and that is helping to save other native species that live there. In addition, we're building expertise in butterfly captive rearing at the zoos, and that has already directly resulted in conservation of other imperiled species, such as the federally threatened Dakota skipper, which was successfully reintroduced into historical habitat for the first time last year by the Minnesota Zoo and our partners that all worked together to make that happen. And another key part is that the partnerships that we have built are really a key to this program's success. And we're constantly learning from each other and doing collaborative and collective research and applying that work to Powashik, but also to a suite of other species.
And I know that the Shiawassee Basin Preserve in Oakland County is kind of where the Powashik skipperling, where it calls home. But would it be fair to say you'd probably prefer to not have people trying to tromp around to find this little butterfly so nature lovers don't endanger them further by seeking them out?
Yes, we really do appreciate everyone's enthusiasm and support and, you know, their interest in the Powashik skipperling, but it's in such a bad state right now that any footstep that you take in their habitat, and their habitat's very sensitive, you have the potential with every step to be crushing an egg or a larvae, you know, one of the caterpillars. If you're trying to take a photograph and chasing around the adult butterflies, that could interrupt their natural mating processes and their egg-laying processes. And we really can't afford the loss of any of them at this point. They're at such low numbers. We really are trying to encourage folks to kind of love them, but from a distance.
Tam Smith is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you for your interest. I really appreciate it.